Welcome to Gene and Mike do the New York Times crossword. Gene is off tonight, recovering from the Easter festivities, and so I am doing solo duty for the last day of March, that is to say, Sunday, March 31st, 2024. I did the crossword, but found it extremely difficult, hindered by my lack of Spanish and sleep. I'm not sure which almost did me in more, but it was a major struggle. I found this much more difficult than yesterday's. And let's see, starting in the, it wasn't too bad in some sections. One across, let me repeat, I said, musical speed, six across is not tempos, but tempi. And let's see, what else was interesting here? 15 across, like many creatures in modern sci-fi movies for short, three letters, I immediately went for, as I'm sure you did as well, listeners, ETs, but no, the answer was CGI. Let's see, it was Easter, and so they had 19 across. The cross figure was Christ, which was running across, which is good. I had not heard of 20 across, New Jersey's C blank city, aisle C. That sounds like something you would hear in a Kmart ad. In aisle C, no, but it's spelled I-S-L-E. I had tremendous difficulty with 11 down, pedal-operated instrument. It's five letters long. The second to last letter was an A. I did not want to let go of the word organ and refused almost to let go of the word organ until I realized I wasn't going to solve the puzzle until I wrote the correct answer, that being hi-hat. That second H of hi-hat also ran into one of the more amusing clues in this crossword, fiery matches. And the answer was hot dates, haha. And this crossword, by the way, was by Spencer Leach. Let's see here. 26 across, band with a 1994 hit. What's the frequency, Kenneth? Was REM. Let's see. Neighbor of Leb. That was Isra, ISR for Israel. Yesterday we had a reference to cedar and Lebanon, and now we had Lebanon in the, at least in the clue, once more. A couple of days ago, we had a fabric called Damask, and today we have where it came from, five down. World's oldest capital city settled in the third millennium BC. Ah, times have changed, but the answer hasn't. It's still Damascus. Incidentally, there was a theme to this crossword. The theme was based on the title, Turns of Phrase, and there were a number of answers, not entirely sure how many, seemed to be quite a few of them, in which to understand the phrase, you actually had to read it basically backwards. For example, 22 across, spook some creatures in an aquarium's touch tank, and the answer was alarm the rays, as opposed, and of course, rays being in an aquarium was spelled R-A-Y-S, but if you read it backwards, you get raise the alarm. So, interesting thing going on there. 33 across, deliver a blow to Dracula, question mark, was days the count, as opposed to, if you read it backwards, count the days. And it goes on, a couple more of these were quite entertaining. 47 across, reference a Vatican library source, cites the sea, as opposed to see the sights. And again, one that some people might wince at a little bit, 60 across, referees a Tennessee football game poorly, screws the Titans, as opposed to tightens the screws, ha ha ha. And they had a few more of that same order of humor. 38 across, brand whose stock price increased 50% in the first 6 months of 2020. So I thought it was going to be Zoom or something like that. It turned out to be Clorox, which makes a whole lot of sense. I was unfamiliar with Six Down, Taylor Swift's song that begins, Combat, I'm ready for combat. And the answer was The Archer. At first I thought it was The Arches, which may be a British soap opera of some sort. But anyways, it was The Archer. And I had to sort of fight for that because, boy, in the middle of the grid, we had 43 down. The Lorax setting. I'm going to see if I can pronounce this right the first time. Odds are against it, but it's Thneedville. T-H-N-E-E-D-V-I-L-L-E. So, of course, that was from Dr. Zeus, so it could be any word whatsoever. But, you know, I was certainly doubting myself when it came to Needville. It sounds like someone was about to sneeze when they said that. I'm not sure. Let's see. What else was interesting here? 66 down, its water is nearly 10 times saltier than ocean water, the Dead Sea, including the definite article, the, because I guess it's not, you don't just say Dead Sea, it's the Dead Sea. I guess it's the only one around. Let's see, what else did we have here? Yeah, I started to get into serious trouble with 75 down. I don't like that in Spanish. Okay, so my Spanish, no hablos, never mind, I'm not even going to try. It turned out the answer was no me gusta. And I'm pretty sure I mispronounced that. If Jean were here, she would be able to correct me. In any event, part of the problem was that M of no me gusta ran into 84 across sound unit found in many Asian languages. And it's, I guess it's a tonem, like a, or a toneme, like a phoneme, or a phoneme, T-O-N-E-M-E. But because it was an Asian language, I was thinking, well, maybe it's like Japanese or Chinese. It was ending in an S. So I had nose gusta and tonese for a while, but that didn't get me anywhere. And right beneath that, 92 across, fully commit. I was doing this last night, and I wrote be all in, which sounded right last night. This morning, I looked at it and said be all in, and I decided go all in made a lot more sense. And that was one of the places that helped me get unstuck. Let's see. 34 down, git was arse. And let's see if there anything else worthy of note. We had 108 across, which was, let's see here, pretty cool stuff. That was ice. I think we all agree that that is pretty cool stuff. And then we had 96 across, court cry. I was thinking it was going to be something like all rise, but it turned out to be order. Order in the court. Let's see. Police captain on Brooklyn 99. I'm like, really? I had no idea. And that was in the middle of toneme, where I was having all sorts of trouble. Turns out it was Holt. And that H was actually part of another themed answer, which I guess we should mention because it is quite amusing. Write an ode to a caffeinated soda. Honor the dew, as opposed to do the honor. And we also had 104 across, make smash burgers, press the meat, M-E-A-T, as opposed to, if you read that backwards, meet the press. So, yeah, there were a lot of interesting clues here. 91 down, one named singer born in Reykjavik was Bjork, B-J-O-R-K, and that J ran into 97 across, garnet is its birthstone, a bruh. And the answer was Jan for January. So, yeah, like I said, I found this to be a very difficult crossword, but somehow I was able to push through. It just took a lot longer than I'd hoped for. But Monday's crossword is coming, and I'm optimistic that I'm going to be able to do that in well under an hour. We'll find out tomorrow, and hopefully Gene will be back, and we'll talk to all of you again tomorrow.